was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor. While the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls a string. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings. As the night folds in on a rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride.
Welcome everybody. Welcome to Resurrect the Republic on the RBN Network. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer sitting in for Tom and Lori. It will be just myself tonight. Hopefully we'll get a hold of Keith Jones to assist me. If not, Keith, we got Keith. That's good. Great. I welcome Keith as well. And if anybody would like to call and participate in the show, the number to call is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443.
I can't hear you, Mike.
Are you with us, Keith?
Mike did something. I can't hardly hear you.
Okay, well, Keith, just turn up your volume. We can hear you pretty well. I'll make sure I'm up all the way on my phone, and we'll do what we can on the board with Mike there. So, Keith, welcome, and welcome everybody to the show tonight. Tom LaCavara, the usual host for this show, is still sitting in jail in Lane County, Oregon. That's Lane County, L-A-N-E. And we're still trying to put enough phone calls so the public pressure will cause the powers that should not be to cave in and let Tom out. He's being held on a victimless offense. Tom was in a room that happened to have a gun in it. Big deal. Tom had already done his restitution for whatever he had done in the past, minor statutory felony, and now Tom's being held once again on a victimless charge. And this is why it's so important to get the information out to people, since the public fool system is doing its job perfectly and making a bunch of mealy-mouthed, middly-mushed morons who come out and don't know the difference between common law, natural law, and statutory law. They don't know that our Congress is supposed to be printing our currency, not a bunch of foreign bankers. They don't know that the judicial vicar and the vicar generals are running the show from behind the scenes through the Bar Association, which is loyal to the Crown of England, not to the people of this nation. I can go down the whole list, so now I'll do that in a little bit. Keith, welcome to the show. You want to say a few words? Want to say hello to our audience? Tell them where you're at and how are things in the heartland?
Well, I mean, the Midwest, or as we say in Kansas, I guess the best way to say it, Jayhawk country. And we've had ourselves a major ice storm here that went through the last couple of days. And traffic is still crawling around, if you know what I'm saying, because of all the ice. So makes it kind of interesting. But I was going to make a couple of comments otherwise about the deal for Tom. And number one, he was nice enough to let law enforcement into the room where he's at, okay? And I'm not sure why he did all that, but that's a secondary as far as I'm sure at this point. They were sitting down talking to him, okay? Now, anytime law enforcement looks at your car, inside your car or whatever, that's public information or public availability, okay? Because there's no way to hide that, okay? But from what I'm gathering, they actually had to physically move something to find this firearm. Now, to me, A, number one, they didn't have a search warrant. B, that means the burden of proof falls on their hands that they have to prove that they did not plant that weapon in that room. Because why would they move that one thing and not touch anything else? And realistically and honestly and legally, we could fall back and make them have the burden of proof fall on their shoulders for that. Just on that alone.
Correct. Yep.
So that's something for us to consider. Most of the, we would say, attorneys are all paid by the state, or even if Tom has a paid attorney, or do I even do pro bono, they all still are in each other's pockets. And so what was the best way to do this is to get together his attorney and sit down and see if he'll let someone get you what we call a second chair. In other words, he's running the show with the second person, can get in there and start asking questions too. And whoever they need that second question, that second person who's in the second chair, needs to go after these guys with both barrels loaded and ready to go and say, okay, folks, you don't want to give me answers? Judge, I want to treat this person a hostile witness, and that way he has no choice but to answer the question you ask him whenever you ask, as long as it's evidence and put in already in.
Excellent points, Keith. Once again, it comes back to education. I'd like to give some phone numbers out so people can stay involved in assisting in Tom's release. And people, do not underestimate the power of your voice. Every phone call helps. Every phone call makes a difference, especially when you're persistent. And I want people, if they're interested in helping Tom out, make their voice heard, make their objections to this unlawful incarceration known, educate the people in the system along the way. This is Sheriff Byron Trapp of Lane County, Oregon. This is where Eugene, Oregon sits. Lane County, L-A-N as in Nancy, E, Lane County. Byron Trapp is the sheriff. He's holding Tom on a, quote, courtesy hold because he's not under any legal obligation. There's no mandate or order that he hold Tom. He's just doing it out of courtesy for the marshals. Well, great. Perform a courtesy. Hold somebody on a completely victimless allegation. Deny them their medication for Lyme disease. Tom has Lyme disease and he needs his medication. They were denying him that. Apparently they're giving him something now. And denying him bail. You're supposed to get bail unless you're accused of a capital offense. That means murder, which Tom is not accused of anything even close to that. He's not accused of hurting anybody. And why is he being denied bail? There's a great question to ask. That's unlawful by both state and federal constitution. Why is he being kept in solitary confinement for 22 hours out of every 24 hours a day? How's he going to work on his case? How's he going to assist himself in his own defense? How's he going to get books and read up on what's going on and stay up appraised of the law and the charges and how to handle himself when he has to go up in front of the witch's court? The deck is totally stacked against him and all of us in the court system. And very disturbingly, Jeff Sessions, this new appointee to the Justice Department, seems to be towing the same old Masonic party line, put on the black robe, dress up as a... I have a response to Jeff Sessions' comment that, oh, good people don't use marijuana. So he's going to continue the drug war. We're going to get down the list of seven things that if Trump is able to accomplish, the New World Order will love him, and the Republic will be destroyed. One of them is the drug war. And Jeff Sessions is completely willing to continue this unlawful, idiotic drug war. We all know that prohibition doesn't work. The government has no business telling people what they can smoke, what they can grow, and what they want to sell. By the way, George Washington used cannabis, and so did most of the founding fathers, and most of our earliest founding documents are written on hemp. And idiot Jeff Sessions makes comments like, good people don't use marijuana. I got news for him. Really, really good people, better than him, use cannabis. You want to know what good people do not do? Good people do not put on a black robe, which is something that only Satanists and Luciferians and American judges do, and the judges in other nations as well. They're all run by the same crew. I want somebody to call in this show and let me know if they ever put on a black robe and ran around town in public, parading around as some kind of Luciferian with a black robe on, a black cape. Has anybody listening to the show ever done that? I would argue probably no, unless they're an idiot judge or a member of the or one of the prostitute members of the bar. Good people do not put on black robes. That's what good people do not do. I could care less whether people stuff a chunk of pot in their pipe or a chunk of tobacco. It really doesn't matter. That doesn't make a person good or bad. What makes a person really bad and what good people do not do certainly is put on a black robe, which is an overt sign of Luciferianism, and then run around practicing communism from the bench. Jeff Sessions was not only a prosecutor prosecuting crimes like Tom's where there was no victim, claiming this fraud that the state can somehow be a victim. It's not. It's a fictitious entity. He's been committing fraud in probably 90% of his prosecutions. We all know that these 90 to 95% of the cases that come through local, state, and federal court, where Sessions was a prosecutor, are void of any victim. That means there's no one that can show any damages. So they have to lie and say, society is a victim. The state's a victim. The state doesn't exist unless you're one of the prostitute members of the bar who participates in the management of this thing called a state, which is a giant fraud. Okay, so good people do not put on black robes. They do not get in the positions of being a federal prosecutor and lying to the people saying the state can be a victim. They certainly don't get on the bench and practice this admiralty law, which is nothing more than communism. I argue that Jeff Sessions is a more hardcore communist than most of the people in the Democratic Party. He actually practiced it, claiming the state can be a victim, which is exactly why Tom Lacovar is being held, is an absolute fraud, it's an absolute lie, and it's absolute communism. There's no place in the running around calling himself a constitutionalist and a liberty-loving free man and a person who's going to do the right good conservative constitutional guy. Yeah, sure, right. He's a hardcore communist. He's been lying still to this day. He's really stupid or he's really evil. Because he's really, he's either just a complete dum-dum that thinks the state can be a victim, or he's absolutely evil and he's working for the enemy. And I would argue that anybody who puts on a black robe is so void of any morals, they have no position commenting on what other good people do and good people do what they don't do. So that really drove me up the wall to hear him make comments like that. On top of Tillerson saying that Russia has to find its place in this new global world order. So all I see is a bunch of, and look, I think what we're seeing right now in this agitation delegation, so to speak, these, quote, protesters, and I know there's legions of useful idiots who will walk into the protest thinking they're doing the right thing, protesting against the fascist Trump. What we're seeing here is Operation Sympathy for Trump. Does anybody really want to call in this show? Is there anybody besides me who thinks it's a little too convenient that a weapons cache in a violins case was placed out in public view next to a stone wall 10 days before they were going to supposedly use it to disrupt the inauguration? Are you kidding me? That's a staged event. And a woman walking her dog just happened to find this violin case full of guns 10 days before they were going to use it? Come on. Wake up, people. That's not for real. And by the way, the James O'Keefe clip of him, quote-unquote, exposing these agitators, when he was on one of the other programs today, I believe it was InfoWars, he made the comment that when he took his information about these agitators who were going to make the acid stink bomb and going to disrupt the inauguration and blah, 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 he said when he went to the FBI, they already had their names of these guys who he had filmed making, you know, claiming to make a bomb and claiming they're going to disrupt this and that. The FBI already knew who they were. He said it twice. He said the FBI had their names and numbers at one point. He said names and numbers. So, what's that, Mike?
Time for a break.
Oh, we got a break already. Okay. We'll be right back after this break. No break. Oh, we got... Oh, okay, great. We got Lori on the phone. I want to bring her right in for an update. Lori, are you with us?
I'm here. I was listening to Keith talk about Tom and having somebody standing there. I can't get out there. I've gotten about $10 in donations, and I can't get out there. I'm waiting to get some cash to go out there. That's what's holding me up to get there. It seems there's some lady that's out to get Tom that today somebody had posted was girlfriend of Mark McConnell. I'm still trying to figure out what's going on, but it seems like there was a setup of some sort for some reason. I don't know what's going on. I'm trying to figure it out and get out there, but that's what's holding me up is gas money to get out there. But the key thing that people aren't talking about is shall not infringe. These people that were out there were out fighting for the Constitution, yet they don't read it. And that's really perplexing me.
Yeah, and I would encourage, I think we have a listener in Oregon named Roger, and Roger was a real knowledgeable asset to this show. I believe he was a former prosecutor and now an activist in the courts. And if, Roger, you're out there listening, maybe you could get to do some courtroom observing for Tom's situation in Eugene, Oregon. I don't know how far you are, Roger, from Eugene, but if you or anybody else, any of our listeners in Oregon or the surrounding areas, Northern California, Southern Washington State, you can get over and do some courtroom observing for Tom. That would be a huge, huge help. I believe the we're in either the ninth, I believe we're in the, is that the 11th Circuit? They should be able to get cameras in the room. Huh?
I believe it is the 11th. You should be able to have cameras in the room as well. And that is the site that Admiralty Laws printed right on their front page of their website.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah.
And we are going to... Go ahead.
Lori. Eric mentioned something a little bit ago that I was going to, since you're here, that he's in confinement for 22 hours a day in solitary?
Yes, sir, he is. Yes, sir, he is.
Okay. That's another charge we can go after him, because under even in the convention, it's inhumane to put a person under solitary confinement.
Yeah, and I don't know how they can make the case that he's a threat to anybody when he's not even being accused of any type of violent or unlawful act. I mean, there's nothing.
Right.
This is strictly a proximity
offense. Now, the other question I was going to ask.
Hey, you were near something, Tom. Tom was nearby something that we said he can't be nearby. And they're calling it possession. It's a total lie.
Eric?
The other question I was going to ask, Lori, is are they actually giving his meds now for his Lyme disease? And if so, how's he dealing with it?
They are not giving him the narcotic medications he was on. They're giving him non-narcotic. He says it's like ibuprofen and not really attacking
his
pain. So that's what I've heard.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not going to be rude, Lori. You got to understand that. Eric knows well enough to know I have a very rare eyesight problem. I've been through, we won't get into how much research, and I have a family that's medical both sides of it. Otherwise, been around the RNs my life, and I was trained as medical too, so I've got a tremendous amount of background, and that's why I say that's not even going to touch his problem. He needs to get some form of narcotic, being Vicodin or what do you call it? Gives him whatever it is, the big nail that everyone uses. Actually, originally was started in was veterinarians for animals. That's the only thing you're going to be able to fight that stuff with. And I've been there for the pain. I had my left shoulder caught in asphalt at 45 miles an hour several years ago. And believe me, I know what pain feels like after that. So,
once again, because of the drug war that we're supposed to see end because it's unlawful and prohibition was repealed and it doesn't work, and as soon as you end the drug war, all the violence and the money disappears. Well, CIA wouldn't want that. But because of the drug war, Tom Lacovara can't get his necessary medication now. It's probably on some type of schedule that classifies it as a narcotic, and they won't give him that when he's in prison. He's not looking to get stoned when he's in there. He's looking to relieve the pain from Lyme disease. And I know exactly what that's about. So this is not. This has nothing to do with public safety. Tom's incarceration has nothing to do with public safety. Tom's denial of his medication has nothing to do with It has nothing to do with any type of, I mean, there's no sense in it whatsoever. I mean, it's completely ludicrous while somebody's locked up and just needing a certain medication, and we're not asking for heroin, where this was simply Lyme disease medication. And because it's improperly scheduled, like cannabis and all these other, you know, harmless, no one in 5,000 years has ever been in, no, has ever died from cannabis. And
right.
So anyway, this is why the drug war is killing the country, and it's killing people like Tom. He's in there being denied his necessary medication. That it was okay for him to take that medication lawfully when he was outside, on the outside of prison, a free man. What is the problem with him getting it now, other than we have torturers in our government? And don't forget, the whole torture society was set up under Bush, and I want to see some indictments coming from that administration, not just the Obama administration. Lori?
Absolutely. And, I mean, these are unalienable rights. You cannot lien these rights to anyone, including the government. A man or woman can protect themselves at any time. They shall not infringe. Is taken, that oath is taken all the way down to your school board members. I don't know what's going on with these people that are defending the Constitution. I really don't understand people not understanding how to read. I'm not interpreting or practicing law. It says unalienable rights. And they're not really rights. They're your authority to take care of yourself. So, you know, I can't get out there
right
now.
You're making a good point. This is exactly what happened in pre-World War II Germany. If anybody ever asks you listeners out there, how did the Germans get away with it in World War II? How did they build those concentration camps and have it go on right there? Didn't the people know? Tell them, just look at what's going on in the U.S. right now. We have people who will walk right over the cliff if they have a well-spoken enough nationalist and enough psychological intelligence operations to bolster that. And I still concede that James O'Keefe was set up to get that interview. The FBI knew exactly who those guys were, and they're most likely on their payroll as every other. And the weapons that were laying around in plain sight for everybody to, a week and a half before they were going to use, that's a staged event. So anyway, back to the drug war. It's killing Tom. It's killing the country. And I don't see our new attorney general doing anything but furthering the drug war. Hey, and people want to know who the biggest drug runners in the world are, the really dangerous drugs. The opiate, the heroin, the opiate derivatives, and the really strongs, that's all coming in from the CIA. Watch the, just type into your search engine, Geraldo Marines Afghanistan, and you'll see him interviewing the colonel and the troops and showing the pictures of the Marines walking around shoulder high in poppy fields in full military gear, making sure that dope gets on the plane safe and sound so the CIA and Air America can fly it back into the country. Done deal. And those are the, and Sessions has got to know that the government's the biggest drug runner in the world, and he'll go out and around and say, good people don't use cannabis. You know how many people it has cured from saved their life? The little girl who had 300-400 seizures a week is now down to one or less because she was able to get the CBD oil out of the cannabis. And by the way, hemp doesn't have any THC in it. You can't get high if you smoke 2 pounds of hemp. Why is that illegal? It's a business thing. It's a shutdown the economy thing. This is economic war. This is going after people's money, because once people are broke, they can't fight back. They can't buy ammo. They can't get prepared. They can't get politically active. They're too worried about getting to work the next day. Lori can't even get out to assist Tom because she doesn't have enough gas money and traveling expenses. So this is and a lot of people are in the same situation. So this is clearly economic warfare. The drug war has nothing to do with public safety. It has nothing to do with good people or bad people. It's a command. It's pack the prisons. It's keep the witches' court up and running through the bar. Attorneys making hundreds of billions of dollars a year getting people off drug offenses. And, of course, keep the CIA afloat with all its money, flying it in on the early side straight from Afghanistan. Look it up yourself, folks. You can see the video of the Marines guarding the poppy field. So why is Tom being denied a simple Lyme disease medication while the CIA is flying it in and the Marines are guarding the opium in Afghanistan? I mean, someone call in and answer me the question.
Eric, also, when Trump gets in, we need to make sure that we also close all these private prisons. We've got quite a few of these political prisoners in private prisons, and I'm telling you right now, they are nickel and diming these families. It was extremely expensive when Thomas was in the CCA prison in Nevada. And most of the prisoners were transferred from Oregon to that prison in Pahrump, Nevada. That needs to be shut down. They don't have any constitutional rights in that prison because those are privately owned prisons the way that those corporations want to run them. So if they need something, they really don't have a leg to stand on unless they sue that company in years in court. So this is one of the things we need to look at as well. There's a lot of lessons being learned here that we need to not only look at just what Tom's going through, but we need to look at what all these men and women are going through and their families and learn from it and learn how to go and make sure it doesn't happen to anyone else again. And a key thing is educate ourselves as to why these men can do or cannot do what they've done. And if we're not going to stand up for one, and they're going to chip away, because I know Casey Massey's down for gun charges, Skylar Barbeau's down for gun charges, and they're in prison for several years. Now we've got Tom, and this is getting insane that they're chipping away at our men that are willing to go and stand up and speak and say what's going on and what we are seeing. Here's what we are seeing, and it needs to stop.
Yep. Eric? How many federal judges, which Jeff Sessions was one, how many federal judges do you think are going to hear a lawsuit against a private prison when the judge's pension plan and all the police's pension plan are invested in American Prison Corporation and Wackenhut and all these private prison building facilities? You're never going to happen. That's why we have to take back our counties or initiate, get enough landowners together to have the 4 square miles, 2,500 acres approximately, and initiate your own self-governing county. This is the only way. The top-down fix ain't coming. It's not looking good to me right now. I'm very disturbed about things. But we're gonna give it one last shot this coming Monday. As soon as this inauguration, this pimps and hoes gala event that they're gonna have, while people are getting kicked out of their house, put out in the street, freezing in the winter, starving, people on food stamps who used to have businesses and had normal, really prosperous lives, are being completely bankrupted by this whole. And you're going to see, once again, another gala ball and a bunch of parties in D.C., and they wonder why people really don't like anybody that has anything to do with government, either. And don't forget, Donald Trump ran in a corporation. The Republicans are not a party. They're a corporation. They've incorporated, like your town is incorporated now, like your state is incorporated, like the federal government is a corporation, and this is the problem. Government should not be run like a business. We do not need a businessman running government. It's supposed to be run as a public service. Remember, everybody? Hello? A public service. Remember public servants? Remember that? They have nothing to do with that now. They're running a giant business corporation, and they're going to be loyal to their corporate shareholders. Who do you think? Want to venture any guesses as to who the big block shareholders are in the Republican National Corporation that Donald Trump had to sign on the Donald Trump may be just fine, the greatest libertarian in the world, but his gatekeeper, twice a pubis, you're not going to get to the president unless you get through the gatekeeper. And the chief of staff is always the gatekeeper, the appointment maker. You don't get scheduled to see Mr. President unless pubis says you can get in. That's why it's so dangerous to have insiders. And we'll take this up on the other side of this break. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer sitting in for Tom on Resurrect the Republic on the RBN Network.
publicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us this evening. Before I get too far into this half hour, I just want to welcome everyone and remind them that this show stands on scriptures. Psalms 94:16. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? The workers of iniquity that are holding Tom LaCavara. So get out your pencils, everybody. Here come some phone numbers. I gave the lead up before, and I don't think I ever got to the number. So let's get that done right now. The evildoers. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? One of the workers of iniquity is Sheriff Byron Trapp, that's holding Tom on a courtesy hold for the U.S. Marshals. Sheriff Trapp has no authority or no obligation to hold Tom. He's doing so out of cowardice, and he's doing so out of ignorance. And he might also be doing so out of being a member of the Masons. I know I've spoke to many sheriffs coast to coast, from east to west and central in Kansas, not far from Keith Jones, who have admitted to being Masons. Part of the same, a lot of them come from New York. The sheriff of Salina County, Kansas, is a Mason from New York. Okay, so this is how far, this is what happens when we let the power brokers on Wall Street and in D.C. Metastasize throughout the country. The Masons are the thread that binds. Sheriff Byron Trapp's phone number is 541-682-4150. If you care about Tom, make a few calls, especially next week after this administration changes. Let's just see how much things really change. Okay? Let's see. Let's not hope for this and assume that and think positive and everything. This country has been thinking so positive for so long, we've wound up right going completely down the toilet because people have, instead of being realistic and saying, you know what, I'm gonna think positive, but I'm also gonna realize when it's in right in front of us in our own government on our own dollar, when it's negative, we have to face it. We were not just given an amusement park. This is not heaven. It says on earth as it is in heaven, but we're not there yet, unfortunately, because there's some very bad people at the steering wheel of this republic and other nations around the world. So Sheriff Byron Trapp, who's holding Tom, his number is 541-682-4150. 541-682-4150. Why is he holding Tom on a courtesy hold with no legitimate authority? Let Tom go immediately. Where's the victim of Tom's crime? Society can't be a victim, Sheriff Trapp. It's a fictitious entity, dummy. Don't say the dummy part. Try to be nice. I'm getting a little agitated here because Tom's sitting behind bars for 22 out of every 24 hours. I think I can be a little bit upset, a little bit angry on his behalf. I can feel his pain. Imagine being in his shoes right now. He did nothing to nobody. Sorry about the double negative. But who did Tom hurt? Who was injured by Tom Lacovara sitting in a hotel room that had a gun somewhere in it? No one. And so I want this new administration to start addressing the real issues. Why is the state being called a victim? That's communism. Any prosecutor, district attorney, judge, defense attorney who can claim that society or the state can be a victim is a liar. And they're committing fraud. And they're practicing communism. Literally. This is what communist nations do. They say the state's the victim. The state this, the state that, the administrative state, the law and order state. Got to have more laws and orders. New York State has 750,000 laws and regulations against small business in New York. Why do you think the state's broke? Of course, the entire state isn't broke. The very, very few at the steering wheel are doing real well because they're attorneys and they've been licensed to rip us off. We'll get back into that later. 541-682-4150. This is important that we do not forget about Tom. We can't just go off and have every show every night be about our own stuff and go off. We got to focus on getting Tom out. So people, please, let's not get comfortable with Tom sitting in jail and just waiting for his trial to come down the pike. We got to get him out now. He's supposed to be out preparing for his case. If he wants to hire some kind of lawyer, you know, great. If he wants to, you know, do his own case pro per, great. We can help him do that. But he should be on the outside so he can work on his case. He's a member of the media. He's obviously no threat to society. He didn't hurt anybody. He didn't stick a gun in anybody's face. He wasn't even holding the gun in his hand. So this whole charge of possession of a firearm by a convicted felon is completely fraudulent. He wasn't possessing anything. The definition in the dictionary of the word possess is actual holding. And it says actual. That means it has to be in your hand for you to possess it. It could be in your hand for 1 second, and you can possess it. But out of your hands, just nearby, that's proximity, not possession. You're not going to hear this on any other radio show, people. This is knowledge. We're not here to entertain you and toe the party line and pretend that happy days are here again because we have new world order. We have new world order people in instead of old new world order people in. And you tell us, I'm not making it up. I'm not putting words in his mouth. He said it. Go ahead, Lori. Sorry.
Also, that law is unlawful. Marbury versus Madison shall not infringe. Shall not infringe.
Court case after precedent say any law that is repugnant to the Constitution, any law that is in contradiction, is null and void. The Shelby case is fantastic. It says an unconstitutional act is not law. It creates no office. It imposes no duty. It affords no obligation or protection. It is in legal contemplation as inoperative as though it had never been passed. You can't get more clear than that. And yet, here we go again. Got to obey these laws that come along. Yeah, got to obey the bar. Yeah, got to be a good prosecutor and prosecute these victimless crimes. Got to be a good communist and be a federal prosecutor or a state or local prosecutor and claim that somehow society is a victim.
It's a complete fraud and a lie. And this is what people need to learn. This is why we're about education here tonight. We're not about entertainment. I'm hoping people can be happy and entertained in some way, that they're learning something. And guess what? Knowledge is power. It's a lot more powerful than a box of ammo. Don't worry about going and reeing up some more ammo tomorrow. Worry about gathering some knowledge so you know where you stand in the law, at law, yourself. You're not going to sub, if you think you're going to sub your legal work out to an attorney and they're going to represent your best interest, you deserve the slavery you get.
Eric, I'm going to tell you right now, too, watching the lawyers that I've watched, they're not going to protect you. They're going to sit and talk to each other. They're going to talk to the judge. They're going to talk to the pretrial services. They're going to wheel and deal around you. They're going to tell you that miraculous things are going to happen, and they don't. Because I know that Thomas also played Blaine Cooper's information from prison, and they had him take a plea deal, which he's trying to get out of now, and made him feel that they sit there and play mind games. Thomas is getting the other end of my mouth here, chewing him out on some things, because these attorneys are messing with his mind. And people need to realize, when people are in jail, they get caught up in whatever goes on in there. I've never been in jail. Whatever gets caught up in there, and whatever they're saying to you is complete and utter nonsense. When you know the truth, it's hard to stand up and say the right things, but you've got to get the backbone to do it. So with no one backing Tom up right now, he's lost. He's got that attorney is all he has out there right now. And I need legs on the ground if someone's out there. I really do. I'm pleading with people.
If you can't make it, people, pick up the phone and make a few phone calls. Call the Sheriff Trapp, 541-682-4150. Call the Vicar General and the Judicial Vicar as well. The Judicial Vicar, he vicars our judicial folks. Okay, and we can open that later. Long and short, the Vicar General is a priest or lay person of a religious corporation responsible for appropriating the principal revenues. That's out of the dictionary. The translation into layman's terms, he's the tax collector for the Vatican. And the judicial vicar assists the bishop in his administrative and judicial duties. You have a vicar general and a judicial vicar. They're the men behind the curtain. They're the men behind the courts. These are the names you won't hear on any of the other radio shows, because the damn talk show hosts, they've heard it by now. They've all got the memo. They're too scared to talk about it. Nobody has the balls to pull back the curtain and say, there it is. It's not a he, it's an it. It's a vicar general, it's a judicial vicar. They're not acting like men, they're acting like demons. And they're dressing up their judges as witches in black robes and having the attorneys, district attorneys, and prosecutors like Jeff Sessions prosecute, claiming the state can be a victim. One more time, the state cannot be a victim. It's a fictitious entity. It does not exist. It's a fallacy.
And Eric,
unless you can show a living man or woman who's hurt by Tom, then you can't hold him. Otherwise, it's kidnapping.
And Eric, here's the games that they play. I was thinking about it the other night. They have all these dead men lost at sea, and they ask you to go in and pass the bar and walk on water. Jesus said, you can do greater things than I. If you think about the games they're playing and the words and how Jesus had parables in the Bible, whether you're of faith or not, these words, that's what they're trying to do, is make you walk on water when you go up into the bar, and basically you're a floating dead man at sea. They're taking their vessel, which they don't acknowledge as a living man or woman. You have to tell them the blood flows and the body lives. That's where you live. You don't have an address. You actually live there in your body where you stand. You've got to be able to say these crazy things, because these magi's, which is a minister, a priest, or a magician. They're trying to perform these magical tasks, which are all mental in their spelling, with their spells, just to let people know the crazy words that they're using. You can sit and say this all day long, but you're the one that sounds crazy, because this is what is written in their laws. When I read you had to go and claim your property, literally, on that website of the vessel that was lost at sea, on a district court, U.S. district court website. I almost lost it. They were so bold as to say this was on, this is how they operate. So Thomas is going to have to literally speak like a crazy man standing up before this magi and defend himself. So talking about the Vatican and the things like that, it is all true. It's coming from the treaties that Christopher Columbus had when he set sail from Spain. You know?
Yeah, the reason
when
was that
did our country go from Spain to England?
Yeah,
can I say something?
Trojan War. Yeah, go ahead, Keith.
Again, we have to go understand 3 points for attorneys. Their Bible they use for whatever is law dictionary. It states in their Esquire, which they all have underneath their name, that they're legal counsel for a king and queen. We have a king and queen here in this country? I don't think so. First thing. Second thing, under their deal that they set up in 1875, the American Bar Association, if you dig around in there, you'll find it says that they have, and I quote, no jurisdiction in the United States of America, end of quote. And you just want a third one, just for pure nastiness, if you go back to the law, 13th Amendment, it states in there that they cannot get compensated for holding a public office. I would say a judge or a district attorney is a public office. Now, how many charges do you want to charge you? Plus, including that, it's called high treason as well. There's only one penalty for that.
5 years minimum.
No, high treason is an upside down next time.
Right.
And that's why I was going to get you earlier. Eric was getting in this. Let's go back. Can I touch on that just for a minute, Eric?
Oh, sure.
You were talking about the witches and all this. Let's go back. How did they take care and get rid of all these people who are Luciferian and witches and all this other stuff? Let's go back to Salem, Massachusetts. What'd they do with a person that's perfectly innocent and they thought she was a witch? What'd they do with her? They thought she was a witch. Well, how many people do we have we know outright are, and what study here is saying that we can't do the same thing? It's right. Us knowing and how to take what we have and the power we have and using what they've done for years and taken and use their wording or their laws against themselves. Another comment I was going to make real quick, you had talked about cannabis or pot. You realize that there's over 5,000 items that is good for, one of them being textile. Our clothes that we have would last anything from 4 to 5 times longer. They don't want to do it because they lose money.
Imagine.
Second one, if you go back to Model T and double, or Model A, what was it run off of? Hemp oil. And they got better gas mileage than what we're getting today yet. And how bad were those motors built?
It can be used in mass, I mean in mass quantities, as a food.
Yeah.
It can be used as a fuel. And it can be used as a fiber. And its fiber applications are incredible. You can make anything out of it, from paper to things that are almost as strong as steel. It can be the oils and the hemp seed.
I'm here. I hear you.
Yeah, I think Eric got cut off there for a minute, but they can all be.
No, that was me. I hit my mute button accidentally. Sorry, folks. The cannabis, the hemp can be used as a food, a fuel, and a fiber. As a fiber, it can make substances as strong as steel or as soft as newspaper. By the way, our early founding documents were written on hemp. It can be used as a food because the seeds are one of the highest concentrations of EFAs, essential fatty acids, other than fish. And you don't have to eat any meat. You can be a vegetarian, and this is how you get your EFAs, out of hemp seed oil or hemp seeds, shelled hemp seeds, just raw. And it can be used as a fuel. To provide for an ethanol type situation or for heat. And now think about all the problems that would solve. And how many companies like DuPont, which was behind the Reefer Madness film that got all the grandmas and grandpas back in the early 50s, all the people like Jeff Sessions all hyped up against weed because they saw this stupid, idiotic movie that was put out by DuPont, which had a competing fiber. They didn't want people being able to grow their own nylon in their backyard in the form of a hemp plant. The big pharma doesn't want people growing medicine, their own CBD oil, off a cannabis plant in their backyard. That would conflict with big pharma. And, of course, big oil doesn't want anybody producing any cheap fuel out of plants that can grow like a weed, and it is a weed, and it grows like crazy. It grows by the side of the road everywhere out in the Midwest. If the climate's right. Oh, and by the way, from what I understand, I believe it's DuPont also owns hundreds of thousands of acres of land they've already purchased decades ago in anticipation of it all being legalized someday so they could come in at the forefront of this big solution, which is hemp. And I'm not talking about weed to smoke. I'm talking about just hemp. It's got no THC in it. You can't get high. You could smoke 20 pounds of it and not get high. It's strictly a weed that grows that can be used as a food, a fuel, and a fiber. What's the problem? Why in God's creation would we have to ban that and put that as a Schedule I drug when it doesn't have any drug in it? And meanwhile, the Marines are guarding the opium fields in the Kandahar province, Afghanistan, and the CIA's flying it back in through Air America and all kinds of other private corporate CIA front groups that are similar to Air America. That's just the big name one that happened to come out. I believe it was when Eugene Hasenfuss got shot down over Nicaragua. He was flying a plane full of CIA cocaine up from the Central America. And that was one of the events that exposed Air America as being a CIA importation airline. And it's still going on to this day. I had somebody very, very high up on the inside. I'm not going to name him, but he said, Eric, when 30 body bags, this was during the height of the war in Iraq and Afghanistan, he said, when 30 body bags come back from overseas, he said, oh, you know only 20 of them have bodies in them, right? Of course, just for the record, I'd say, okay, tell me what was in the other 10. And of course, it's the drugs. They bring them back in body bags, and they were being stored right up the road, he said, at one of the Marines' military bases, big one in, I think it was Lejeune. So, yeah, the government's the biggest drug dealer in the world, and I'm not the only one saying this. If you go online and you look up Bo Greitz, Colonel Bo Greitz, he was the most highly decorated Green Beret in history, medals up the yin-yang, went over to get prisoners of war from the Vietnamese after the war had ended, and ended up, they didn't get any prisoners, but he did find out that the White House and the State Department were the biggest drug runners with the generals and the drug lords over in North Vietnam. So, and you can hear it in his words if you go online. And I recommend that people get yourself enough technology, at least a little smartphone where you can go online, see what's going on out there, see some of the videos that are being cut live, real news. Just hearing about stuff, you know, I'm finding my knowledge was woefully lacking just listening to other radio talk show hosts. It's not enough. So that's why, I mean, I'm finding out stuff. And then I'm like, well, geez, I found out these truths about the Vickers and you know, having the real power and the Vatican and the archbishops having far more power than people have any idea. It's pretty much exclusively through all their subsidiary organizations. It's just that nobody else has enough guts to come out and talk about it. And I was very disturbed about that I have to be the only one talking about this. So if you value what you're hearing, support this show. You can support the network by buying from the sponsors. You can support the talk show hosts by going to the website. It's resurrecttherepublic.com. Or you can find out my stuff, Eric, at courtroomwatch.org. That's courtroomwatch.org. And we're going to be getting back into some heavy posting here after the administration changes for several reasons. I'm going to see if the technological interference, such as, you know, page changes getting jammed and websites being, impeded for several days on end, if not weeks, domains being taken over unlawfully, all kinds of viruses being implanted. I mean, the list goes on and on. I'm going to see if this slows down, speeds up, or stays the same when the administration changes. Also, I'm going to be watching cases like Tom's. I'm going to see if cases like Tom's, where the federal prosecutors see fit to prosecute somebody on a totally victimless allegation. No one was hurt by Tom LaCavera. No one's claiming to be hurt by Tom LaCavera. I guess the prosecutor and the federal prosecutor, the equivalent of a Jeff Sessions in his old job, is going to get up and say, oh, the state was hurt. The society was hurt. Oh, really? How are you going to make that case? That's a lie. Tom didn't hurt anybody. So, once again, it's communism. And you're never going to hear that word used on any of these other shows either. Now, you'll hear it once in a while, but you'll not hear it applied to our courts and to our judges and to our police, who are absolutely practicing communists every day. There's no other way to describe it. I'm not doing this because I enjoy calling them names. I can only call it the way I see it. And it is communism when you claim that the state is a victim. The state is a fictitious entity. It does not exist. Unless there's a man or woman who can come forward and say, yes, I was hurt, then you have no grounds for any allegation. Certainly no grounds to hold someone like Tom. And as we're coming to the top of the hour, I just want to remind people that the phone numbers for the Vicar General and the Judicial Vicar, who are the men behind the courts, these are the guys that really need to pressure. It's good to pressure the sheriff because he's the jailer, he's the executioner, he's the one that's actually holding Tom. He's to blame very much. Also to blame are the guys behind the curtain, the vicars, Judicial Vicar Pat Brennan and Vicar General Pete Smith. These are real people. These are real emissaries of the Vatican who manage the court system in Oregon, all the bar members, all the attorneys, the defense attorneys, the prosecutors. Whether anybody's going to admit it or not, I can prove that they answer to the vicar's office. Just go through the New York State surrogate court system records and see how many times the courts appoint vicar general entities over everybody, not only property, but children seized by CPS. The first place the New York courts are sending children to be examined after they're yanked out of their parents by CPS, and it's not because they were being abused. It's because the parents didn't comply with paperwork. And the court comes in and seizes the kid. And then guess who gets them? The Vicar General's office through Catholic Charities for a, quote, examination. And they use the word examine. And I think that was very disgusting to give the largest pedophile network, the Catholic Pharisee priesthood, dominion over a whole bunch of children who are in distress and who are being seized through the courts. Well, that's great. That's the last place you want to send them. Very, very bad. So, and Social Security settlements and estates that are going through the courts, especially the wealthy ones. It's one after another. The Vicar General has his hands on everything. And the Judicial Vicar is even a closer hands-on manager to the courts. One of them recently just admitted he had control over somebody's Social Security settlement. They weren't getting the money, and he squirmed and squiggled, and it looks like that might have loosened things up. But they're being given everything by the courts. And I watched it happen. I wouldn't have never believed this in the past if someone had just told me, Vicar this, Vicar that. Okay, great, sounds like another grand conspiracy. No, when I went in and did the courtroom observers, okay, I saw what was going on, and I couldn't believe how pervasive it was. There was no other entity other than Vicar General and Judicial Vicar Office getting anything from the courts. It was just them getting it all. Hundreds of millions of dollars worth of assets and property and estates. It was, and Social Security settlements and judgments to a degree that was shocking even to me. So it became undeniable that the vicars are the men behind the curtain. Number is 503-234-5334. That's 503-234-5334. We'll give you that number again slower on the other side of this break. This is the Eric Freedom Streamer on the RBN Network.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.